Good morning, Texas. This is Mike Paulson of the Cup of Goodness program this morning from Chile, North Dakota, where we talk about the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance, not the severity of God, where we talk about a rightly divided King James 1611 Bible, where we talk about Paul being our only apostle. We talk about salvation being based on our faith in the risen Savior. This morning, I think of Acts chapter 26, where King Agrippa invited Paul in to speak. Verse 1, he says, "Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews." So I think myself happy in the past 150 programs or so, that I was able to talk to a bunch of folks down there in the warm land of Texas and to tell them about the risen Savior, tell them about rightly dividing a King James Bible. I thought it appropriate to talk about what happened when Paul would enter into a community, or what took place when Paul showed up, just like what took place when Paul showed up in Fort Worth, Dallas, down there in these last few months. I can pretty much assure, I don't know any specifics, but I can pretty much be assured that the same thing happened to folks down in Texas as it did to people in the Bible. Some people got excited when Paul would show up and he would go to these Gentiles. Remember, he was the apostle to the Gentiles. And up until that point, the Gentiles were not given any of the stuff that God was teaching to the Jews. So, Paul enters the scene, and some of the reactions are positive. Some folks clave unto him, the Bible says in the book of Acts. They clave unto him. They wouldn't let him go. And they believed. And they were glad. And it says they glorified the word of the Lord. So when you cleave to something, you're just not going to let it go. And I would have to say that I, myself, and I know other people who have cleaved, or clave, as it says, unto Paul, and we just won't let him go. Well, of course, Jesus Christ is my Savior. But Jesus Christ, when he died and rose again, he was wanting to go off to the Gentiles because the Jews kind of blew their command as far as the Great Commission goes. So he had to go to a man. He went to the worst possible man in the world who was persecuting and killing Christians. He went to a man named Saul. His name was eventually turned to Paul. It puzzles me still, although I understand why people who believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, that they're not interested in what he taught after he rose again. That is the simplicity of the whole thing. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. "For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience," and the "our" is referring to Paul, Barnabas, and all the guys that were with him, "that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to you word." So, Paul, and his simplicity, and he was godly sincere, and it wasn't with his fleshly educated wisdom, but by the grace of God, because Ephesians chapter 3 says that we are living in the dispensation of grace. And he says, we have had our conversation in the world. So Paul's been out there, he's told people, and now that which is perfect is come in the King James Bible, 1 Corinthians 13:10. You can still have that simplicity. You can still find that godly sincerity. You don't need that fleshly wisdom, but you can find the grace of God in a King James rightly divided Bible. So when Paul entered the scene, some people clave unto him, some people believed, some people were glad, and they glorified the word of the Lord. However, in most cases, that's an interesting thing too to me, others raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and his people. They just persecuted. They expelled them. They made them leave. It says they made others' minds evil affected. They affected these other people's minds evilly. Paul was stoned. Paul was mocked. They accused him of being a setter forth of strange gods. They called him a babbler. Now, some of you have probably gone and talked to your pastor about this program. And I'm sure your pastor has said, well, this guy is nuts. But he would get angry. And they would accuse me, or Paul here, of setting forth some strange doctrines, strange gods, strange teachings, and he's just a babbler. Let him just talk. So I would think, because this is our last program, there's probably a number of people that are actually happy that the program is ending. Actually, the program is just changing format. We're not going to be a radio program anymore, but the website is still available, and we will talk about that in a few minutes, scatteredchristians.org. You can go and still hear everything we've been talking about, even in more minute detail if you're interested. People also actually set forth a conspiracy to kill Paul. Really. And I believe that that conspiracy still exists today. It's in Acts chapter 23, if you want to hear about it here this morning. Acts chapter 23, verse 12. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And there were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under a great curse, that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul. Now therefore, ye with the council signify to the chief captain that he bring him down unto you tomorrow, as though ye would inquire something more perfectly concerning him." You know, more perfectly meaning more finished, more complete. "And we, or ever he come near, are ready to kill him." I believe that conspiracy still exists today. And I won't go into the details from all the years of experience I've had with teaching and preaching Paul and trying to talk to people about him. How many people I talked to that really got excited and they believed and they really began to glorify the word of God until they went back and expressed it to their family or to their pastor. And then their life just suddenly became very difficult. It's like they were being stoned. They were mocked. Minds were made evil affected against you. And in some cases, you were asked to leave. You had to leave your family. You left your church. You had to leave your friends. They got rid of you. They didn't want anything to do with you. Well, that's Paul. Well, I know that's Jesus Christ too. Paul is the man that Jesus Christ went to make him that apostle and our guide, our minister. So here's this conspiracy to kill him still exists to this day. Without a shadow of a doubt, I believe that. People were full of wrath, and they sought to kill Paul. They just didn't like him. It's just terrible. They accused him of being mad because of his much learning, Festus told him, and they were confused. Now here's what Paul said about those people, though. It's in Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28, verse 23. "And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God." Now remember, the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. What's going on today in your church and this country, people are trying to build up this kingdom of heaven. It's an earthly Christian religious teaching. But the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. We've talked about that before. "Persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets from morning till evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed. After that, Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Esaias the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people, and say, Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them." They just didn't want that, did they? "Be it known therefore unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it." And when he had said these words, the Jews departed, and had great reasoning among themselves. Everybody always can justify the way why things are going the way they are. "And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him." Now, Paul teaches to us in Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, this is the command he's given to preachers during this dispensation of grace. "Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. That is what is going on to the Gentiles to this day. It was the Jews that would not hear, could not hear anymore, and now it's come to where the Gentiles are in the same sinking boat as the Jews were in. And it says in Romans chapter 11, verse 22, behold therefore the goodness and severity of God on them which fell, severity, but toward thee goodness, thee referring to the Gentile nation, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. There will come a day, one of these days, seems to be getting closer and closer. People want to call it the rapture, call it what they want, but there will come a time where God will cut off the Gentiles and go back to his people. And he's going to cut off the Gentiles because the Gentiles are no longer interested in hearing about the goodness of God. And the goodness of God is only taught through a King James Bible, rightly divided, of course. So what do we see going on today? Well, in a nutshell, we are seeing the workings of a false Christ. Christianity is an imitation religion based on an imitation God, following imitation Bibles, following imitation pastors, listening to imitation sermons, led by an imitation spirit, which really equals or comes up with or sums up with imitation Christian, one who is not a true, serious, sincere Christian. So people are seeing today the workings of a false Christ. Revelation chapter 6 tells us about this Antichrist who's going to be coming down on a white horse, the whole thing. Everybody's going to think that that's Jesus Christ when it's not. So what people are being fed today, more and more each day, we are being fed more and more images, miracles, healings, wonders. And when I say images, I'm referring to pictures, because we know that people can bow down and worship the image of the beast. Well, we are seeing the word pictures being changed to images in our computers, for example. We understand the big screens and the TVs, so it's highly possible already that people can worship an Antichrist through images. And there they are. The buildings are being set up for it. The doctrines are being set up for it. The music is bringing people closer to it. It's an amazing thing that's taking place today, folks. We have purpose-driven Jesus. We have a world peace Jesus. We have a JW Jesus. We have a Catholic Jesus. He has to have his mother to help things get done. We've got a Pentecostal Jesus. We've got a Christmas Jesus. We've got a New Age Jesus, Catholic Jesus, denominational social Jesus. We have an effeminate Jesus, a long-haired Jesus. We have a black Jesus, an Indian Jesus, an Oriental Jesus. We have a modern Bible Jesus. And that all depends on which version you're looking at to find out what exactly do you have in that Jesus. You have a sensual Jesus. You've got a perverted Jesus based on teachings. You've got a Jesus who's made in our image. By the way, we are made in the fallen image of Adam. So we've got a TV Jesus. We've got the Jesus that sees only the heart but not the works of the so-called Christian. We have the Jesus who doesn't tell us anything in any written print. It's just all by your heart and by your feelings. We have a Jesus today who was the one that had to make all the changes, not the people. Christianity today is all about the people, not about Jesus. And if you can find a Bible that fits the way you want to be, you'll be able to find a Jesus that'll fit the way you want to be. We have a Jesus today that has no liberty. It's all under bondage. And you would probably wonder about that, the bondage that you were under. You have a musical upbeat Jesus. You've got a Jesus that is called the Great One in Bibles now. The Green One, the environmental Jesus. And you've got the Master. Then you can get a Bible. You can learn about the workplace Jesus. The teens have a Jesus. The religious people have a Jesus. The local church has a Jesus. The government even allows a certain kind of a Jesus. You've got the psychiatrist Jesus, the counselor Jesus, the doctor Jesus. You've got the Baptist Jesus, the Southern American, whatever different Baptist there is out there. You've got the Greek Jesus, the all-grace Jesus, the all-truth Jesus. The all-grace Jesus has no truth, and the all-truth Jesus has no grace. You've got the crucified Jesus, one that's still on the cross. You've got the Jesus that didn't go to hell Jesus by the people that don't believe he paid the penalty totally. You've got the forgiving Jesus, if you confess your sins, that is. You've got the hillbilly Jesus that slaps his knee and hops to a dulcimer and a bunch of stringed instruments. You've got the missionary Jesus who's back to miracles, signs, and wonders. You've got the audio, the high-tech Jesus you can have in your computer. You got your good preaching Jesus. You've got good preachers out there. You got the good artistic drawing Jesus. You got the street preaching Jesus. Gets out there and tells people what's wrong in their lives. You got the Old Testament Jesus, the Gospels Jesus, the tribulational Jesus, the premillennial Jesus, the revelational Jesus. This false Jesus, all these Jesus I'm talking about, these are ecumenical Jesus. And it all comes together in Revelation chapter 6. And Paul calls it another Jesus. So I hope that isn't what you have, folks, but I just want to thank you again for allowing me to be there down there in Texas and Fort Worth area to preach and teach you about the Bible. If you still want to continue hearing from me, which I would like to hear from you, but this stuff is still available, www.scatteredchristians.org. I will be continuing this program series on the website. It's under the Panning for Gold with Prospector Paulson. The only change will be they won't even be 30-minute programs. They're probably going to be 10-minute programs, 20-minute programs, maybe an hour. It depends on what I have to say and how good I feel, etc., etc. It's been a challenge for me to put a program down into 28 minutes. Matt has done a good job at the station. I appreciate Matt for doing what he's done. He's helped me along when it comes to sound quality and that type of thing. So I've learned a lot by doing this program. I hope you've learned a lot by listening to this program. And feel free to stay in touch through scatteredchristians.org or susaman@bechtel.com for my email or 509-876-1611 for my cell phone. And yes, Eric, I will be getting a Bible off to you here in the next couple of days. I've got your message from the phone. So we will continue moving on. We will continue rightly dividing. I will continue trying to find people who want to listen about rightly dividing and tell people about the risen Jesus. The only reason I know about the risen Jesus is because of the King James Bible, rightly divided, looking to Paul. And that's where it's at, folks. So have a good day. Have a good life. I still encourage you greatly to stay in touch with me. Get into scatteredchristians.org and check out what it is. It's simple and it's marvelous.